Good evening, y'all. This is Dawn, a.k.a. the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from, you guessed it, Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. This is Sunday evening. We've had a good weekend. I hope you guys have had a good weekend. And so we're just going to get started with the episode this week. We're going to be talking, we're going to be learning about a sort of looking at, we're going to go into the Little Legends Exceptional Men in Black History, and we're going to read about Frederick Douglass. He was born in 1818 and he passed away in 1895. He was an orator and an abolitionist. Born enslaved on a plantation in Maryland, Frederick was separated from his mother as an infant. He understood that he was seen and treated as property. When he was 8 years old, he went to work for Hugh Auld, whose wife taught Frederick how to read. It was illegal for a black person to read and write, a tactic used to keep the enslaved from advancing. When Hugh found out, he put a stop to their lessons, but Frederick had learned enough to be able to teach himself. One of the first books he owned was a collection of historical speeches. So as he learned to read, he was also learning how to give speeches and form an argument, something he would become famous for. As a devout Christian, Frederick didn't understand how slave owners could co-opt the gospel to reinforce ideas of slavery. He tried to escape many times and even tried to forge travel papers. He was found out, labeled a troublemaker, and tortured for it. In 1838, he finally made his escape north. While free, he fought to abolish slavery. In 1841, he spoke at an anti-slavery convention. People were riveted by his eloquence. Northerners didn't understand the experiences of the enslaved, so Frederick published his autobiography, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave. It became a best seller. Some didn't believe he wrote it or experienced it, so he wrote a second one, this time naming his slave owners. It was a risky move, and he had to go to the United Kingdom to avoid recapture. There, he gave speeches, and two of his supporters negotiated to purchase his freedom back in the United States. He published several anti-slavery newspapers, including the North Star. He took his word of abolition to President Lincoln, advocating for the rights of black Union soldiers in the Civil War. He also supported women's suffrage. Frederick's lifelong efforts led to the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, and he is remembered as one of the most important people in world history. And that was Frederick Douglass, and it's out of the book Little Legends, Exceptional Men in Black History. This book is by Vashti Harrison. I got it off of Amazon. She's one of my favorite authors. I know I've said this every time I've read one of her books, but I love Vashti Harrison. So now we're going to get into Little Leaders, Bold Women in Black History. And this one is as well by Vashti Harrison. And we're going to read about Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was born in 1822 and she passed away in 1913. She was an abolitionist, nurse, a scout, and a spy. One of nine children, Harriet was born into slavery under the name Araminta Harriet Ross. Both of her parents were West Africans, hailing from the Ashanti warrior people. While many of her siblings were sold and traded to distant plantations, one good fortune Harriet had was to remain united with her parents through her youth. When she was 15, Harriet was accidentally hit in the head with an iron weight and fell into a coma for 3 days. Her brain injury resulted in narcolepsy, a permanent disorder that caused her to fall asleep at random times. Fearing her enslaver would eventually discover her injury, she decided to run away to avoid the risk of being sold or traded. After escaping to freedom in 1849, Harriet could have stayed in the North, but now that she knew it was possible to escape, she wanted to return for her family and anyone else she could rescue. Over the course of 11 years, she returned to the South 13 times and led more than 70 men, women, and children to freedom and safety via the secret system called the Underground Railroad. Known as a conductor, Harriet never lost a passenger on her journey. Even though it was dangerous, Harriet continually put her life at risk to save others. It wasn't the last time. During the Civil War, Harriet served as an army nurse and went undercover as a spy for the North. Harriet was always looking to help other people. What very little she had, she gave away to others. She lived in poverty most of her life and donated her time, money, and property to people in need. In 2016, the U.S. Treasury announced a historical proposal to change the $20 bill. It will replace the longtime face of it, Andrew Jackson, with Harriet, making her the first woman on the front of any U.S. paper currency. And that was Harriet Tubman. So, you guys, it's very short. I'll come back for the topic next week. But I did at least want to come on and share with you guys some moms, dads, grandparents, nannies, teachers, cousins, anybody who has any contact or any relationships with children and would like for your child to learn and listen and enjoy facts and fun topics, get them and allow them to listen to Inactive Nanny's World. And make sure you listen, like, share, and subscribe to any and everybody that you know with children. Until next week, this is Dawn, a.k.a. the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a good week. Go to school. Listen. Pay attention. Get as much education as you can. For those of us that are teachers, because I also am a teacher as well, go in there with positive mindset and just give as much as you can to the littles that you work with and make sure that you're giving them all the love, the learning, the education, affection, encouragement, whatever it is that they need that will help them get through their day and make it a prosperous day for them as well as yourself. Let's just do that. And I'll see you guys next week. This is Dawn signing off from Inactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.